Marner going to work for Vegas. Along with Pavel Dorofeev, here is Marner. Right in front, but Malkin, spectacular save. Oh, long in front is Houghton. Baked on goal for Malkin, got another one.
From Eichel, and then there's that save from Vermalta, and Vermalta is able to get that pad over there.
Hamilton looking for a lane. He shoots that one, got through. Vermalta, another save, and Anderson to the net, and that too is stopped by Kirill Vermalta. Rasmus Anderson to Kolasar. Fired cross ice for Riley Smith. In front, chance for Hurdle denied by Vermalta. Tucked away from him by Kraus. Now Schmaltz for Keller. He comes racing out to center. Keller down the middle. We've scored the last 5 years. A lot by Kraus.
Utah Mammoth are going to do. They're going to come right back with numbers. They're very good on them.
And to chip it in. Alamoda out here with Stenlin. Won the Stanley Cup with Florida. And Liam O'Brien. Stenlin digging for it. Lozon with other ideas. Trickles back to Weegar. Got a chance. A throw. He scores!
These fans have been waiting to cheer for what, something special, and here it is. Fourth line, Yamamoto was on there with O'Brien and Stenlin. They win a battle down low, and you can see Weegar come in, pounds one, finds the way through Carter Hart as Carter Hart tried to get to the top of the crease. Goes off his mask, down off his pad, and through his legs.
Oh, what a wicked bounce off his mask here. He sees this coming in as he picks it up late. It goes straight down and then somehow through him. And the Golden Knights there, all standing in the corner.
Lines it back for Mikhail Sergachev. Sergachev for Logan Cooley. That spin one down from Keller. That got disrupted. Healed off the wall by Cooley. Sergachev, Gunther, right through. Out the other side it goes. Held in by Cooley. Clayton Keller. Logan Cooley. Gunther, the blast. He scores! What a shot from Dylan Gunther!
And you got a shooter over there by Gunther. He only needs one blast, and you can see as this puck has moved around over there, Gunther sitting on the offside there. He's got it cocked up, and there it goes. He had a 95.5 mile an hour slapper in the last game, and this one might be just as hard. And Carter Hart tries to find it. That one was only 88, but it seemed like it was a heck of a lot harder than that. And that thing got up fast and underneath the bar, and their power play strike for the first time in the series.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, that is just...
Yeah, I agree with you, Jody, and I do think that that is what feeds the transition game and the speed game of Utah. And you can see that they, as soon as there's a change of possession, they are going.
Second line begins again for the Golden Knights. Cole Smith, Nick Dowd, Colton Sissons. Plenty of experience on this unit. There's Hanif into the net. A follow-up here for Sissons. It's picked out. Flash in the pad. Was Kirill Vemelka. Another great save.
Their game. They get it in deep, and they get it back to the top. They get it to the net. See, Sissons gets a rebound, and Vemelka has to be sharp with that left pad again. Well, he does a good job covering that bottom half of the net, Jody. And I know nothing about goaltending, but
Utah 56% of the faceoffs. Vegas had a slight edge through the first two games of the series. An entry for the Mammoth. Smalls, that's hit by Kraus, and they score! Lawson Kraus, and it's 3-0!
Well, on the importance of faceoffs, this is off a D-zone win. Stenlin gets that. You can see, they get this puck up the ice, they kick it out to Schmaltz to drive the net. Anderson's with this guy, but doesn't tie up his stick, and Kraus is able to get his stick underneath and deflects it into the upper corner of the net. And you talk about a quick strike. It started in your D zone, you win the faceoff, and 67 seconds later, you get your third goal of the night. Great execution there.
Marner on the outlet, Riley Smith in, saucer to cross on the backhand, but Vemelka makes the save on Houghton.
There, Smith makes a nice little saucer pass to Houghton. He tries to go backhand, and you can see Vemelka's able to get that pad across again. He's made a lot of those left pad saves tonight.
Well, 2 years ago to the day, these players from Arizona were introduced to this community and the Delta Center.
That's right.
got off the plane, and the stories about the fans here right away. Oh.
Brown shoots and scores! He's got another one! 4-0 Utah!
Well, that little bit off of four-track, you can see Sergachev goes and keeps the puck alive at the one end. And Krause from way out there somehow finds a corner and is able to snap this one. And this is one that I'm not so sure Hart was center of the net there. He beats him to the far side. Good shot, but nonetheless, I think that's one you want your goaltender to save.
Interesting. Here's the out possession for Utah. Head man for Patrick. Alexander Kerfoot. Kerfoot in. Tampa on net. Hart makes the save. Picked up by Eichel. Snaps the pass over to Lauzon. Lauzon guarded by Paterka. Lauzon twisted on and off the stick of Korzak. Lauzon for Korzak. Opens up now at the top. And swept it down in deep for Stone. Stone pass off the skate of Sergachev. And they score. Jack Eichel crashing the net. The Golden Knights get on the board.
You can see all five Utah players down low. And this is just off the cycle. It's pretty simple. Throw it back down low. If you can't get it, Stone recovers it. What does he do? Throws it towards the middle. Gets to the net. Eichel beats his guy to the back post. And you got a feeling that, you know, the way things are going, this could be a big boost for Vegas to put a little push on right here.
Well, you see where the goal is scored. You see the release from the point. Not just to try to make a play. It's they've been doing a lot of pull the goal line by Eichel. Caught off by Marino. Kerfoot. Now Smaltz. He couldn't clear as he tried to turn with it. And it's Stone cross. Dorofeev off the iron. Kicks around and whacked all the way down by Weger. By Schmidt as he comes out of the box. These are the opportunities on that power play for Vegas.
Tink and Tink again. One on up the crossbar.
Leading behind for Colton Sissons. Sissons out here. Along with Barbashev, Theodore, and Rasmus Anderson. Theodore to Anderson. That drive is off the post. Another one for Vegas.
Corner of the crossbar. Here's the second one. Good cross. Got a little nice little scoring touch. At least that's what he's showing tonight.
We began the third period. That dynamic duo of Smaltz and Keller. Clayton Keller can go to the interior. It eludes Smaltz. Krause to Smaltz. Trying to get it through for Keller. He got that. Third attempt for Krause. And a reach for it. He gets slammed into.
A few times, but how about here? Hey, Gordon Wires says, no, that was his shoulder. He was standing right there. Broken stick over Barbashev's shoulder from Weger or Sergachev, sorry. That's going to be a power play. Little momentum to the left here on the bench of the Vegas Golden Knights.
We've got the ref hurdling at the box to try to sort this out, see if it's just one or
two. Eichel to Mitch Marner. Let's go over to Eichel. Marner. Eichel, drive, deflection, save made.
Court said he had a good meeting with him after game two. He said it was a game that definitely Utah.
Yes, right in front. Nick Dowd scores. 3:07 to go in the third period. The Golden Knights make it 4-2. Melton cannot keep up with it. On our AT&T connected cam. All alone in front is Nick Down, and he makes them pay. And now they're within two goals here.
And one thing that happened there, Utah broke down in coverage and left out wide open right in the prime scoring area.
Marner back after finished off by Dylan Gunther, and the Utah Mammoth had their first ever Stanley Cup playoff victory.